Manhattan Democrats Liz Krueger and Brad Hoylman are co-sponsoring a bill in the state Senate that would ban the use of plastic shopping bags, with a few exceptions, including restaurant takeouts and use with meats and produce. According to a report issued by the New York State Department of Environmental Conservation, New Yorkers use 23 billion plastic shopping bags each year. Most of them, after being used to take home groceries or other purchases, end up in landfills or streets, yards, or trees.
They have a lifespan greater than each and every one of us. One of those plastic, little single-use plastic bags will last longer than the rest of us combined. That's scary. It really is. We need to do our best to create and promote a better planet. So I fully support a ban of single-use plastic bags.
Erie County Executive Mark Poloncarz has been pushing for a plastic bag ban at the county level. The state bill faces a potential challenge over proposed fees that stores will be allowed to charge for providing paper or reusable bags at the point of purchase. The Krueger-Hoylman proposal would allow stores to keep 20% of each charge to offset their costs, but the rest would go into an environmental fund. Poloncarz supports that idea, and he thinks consumers will eventually learn to live without the plastic they're now using.
I remember the time when we went from paper to plastic, and there was this huge uproar among people. Oh, my God, this is terrible. I want my paper bag. And then within a few months, everyone was taking plastic, and very few people were using paper.
Poloncarz says he would prefer to see a one-use plastic shopping bag ban passed at the state level rather than go county to county, but he's still pushing for a county-level ban in the meantime, noting that Erie County took the lead when it banned the use of plastic microbeads. Michael Morziak, WBFO News.